This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. In President Trump's interview with the Wall Street Journal, he also said he still wants to tackle health care, and soon, maybe even before tax reform. The president said he was even thinking about withholding subsidy payments to insurers to get Democrats to the negotiating table. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what that implies.
Under current law, the federal government repays some money to insurance companies for covering people with very low income. President Trump said he was still considering what to do about those payments. Bob Atlas is president of EBG Advisors, a healthcare consultancy. He says, legally speaking, President Trump can do this.
It's very legal. Question is whether it is moral to hold these people's payments hostage.
Trump said he doesn't want people to get hurt, but this threat will lead Democrats to negotiate. Jonathan Gruber teaches economics at MIT and was one of the Obamacare architects. He doesn't think Democrats will take the bait.
Basically, they're going to say, look, you're the party in power, not just the presidency, but all of Congress. If the exchanges blow up, especially through an action like this, it's on you, buddy.
J.B. Silvers, a professor of health finance at Case Western Reserve University, says insurance providers have already factored these subsidies into millions of policies.
The law still is the law. So if you write a policy, their net cost is going to be after those subsidies. But you're going to be responsible for the total cost.
He says that will lead insurance companies to exit this market. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
One last bit from that interview with the Wall Street Journal. Trump also said he'd be open to renominating Fed Chair Janet Yellen once her term expires.